Hello, and we are here with another piece of supplemental content that Jeff and Gavin don't know about, even though I probably should have talked to you about this because it's mainly around something you guys do more than me. But it is an idea we talked about in the past.
What's your name? Who are you?
What? Who am I? Yeah. I'm Andrew.
Okay, hey, what's
who
up, Andrew?
Me?
Who am I?
Who's saying what
who are
to
you
who?
Asking questions to? I'm Andrew. You're Jeff. Person asking about names, and then Gavin, who's very normal and
that's
boring,
me.
Is also here.
Well, not a good bit. It's not.
I agree.
It's also not a bit.
But he seems to like it.
It wasn't supposed to be boring. It was supposed to be normal.
So I have pulled, because you guys just did a whole run of Does It Do episodes.
Yes, we
did.
And
they were fucking really funny, and we've talked about in the past. It would be kind of cool to do a show where we watch like infomercial type stuff to source the products.
Okay.
So that's what this is. Because it's also tough to like find products. As you mentioned, Jeff, like you can find ads for things, but then actually finding the product itself is a hurdle.
Yeah.
So these are all things I scoured a bunch of websites for As Seen on TV. These are some of the weirder things I was able to find. And I've also sourced where we could buy all of these things. So if we wanted to, we could acquire them, and then it could be maybe a future thing on Does It Do. So this is essentially like,
I love it.
Is this worth doing?
Yeah.
Is sort of the premise of.
So it's like, is
this.
It do, and then
is
does it,
it
do?
Is it?
Yes.
Do we do?
Do we do?
Yes, we do. Does it do?
Does it do?
That is, this supplemental piece is called Do We Do?
Yes.
And I feel like we should preface this by saying, Andrew, like, you may not realize how hard it is to find these products because you do see them on TV all the time. But we are assuming that they're difficult to find probably because most of them got sued into oblivion.
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are some I compiled. Maybe we will like them. Like maybe there's some that you guys want to go forward with. Maybe there are none. We'll find out. At least a lot of these I think are amusing videos at the very least that we could watch and make fun of.
Okay.
And it should be included in the video version of this show, so if people want to watch along with us, they will be able to do so.
Yep.
Okay.
I think these should release also after whatever the next season of Does It Do is, because part of the joy for me in watching it is not expecting what the product will be.
Oh.
Kind of going along with it. So I think this would be a post thing, but anyway. Okay. We ready to start on the first potential Does It Do?
Do we do?
Thank you.
Do we do?
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Egg Sitter. Here we go. Cross your
tired, aching back. That's my back for sure. Egg, the Egg Sitter cushion.
Such a great sound effect.
Dude. You can sit on did that lady
you
just lay
sit
an egg?
On an egg?
That's awesome. You want me to sit
on this egg? Yes, we do.
Oh, God.
That
we
lady
have
was
to do
like
this.
Jumping at the chance.
No way.
She doesn't feel it.
She didn't feel it in her ass crack? And then the guy's just touching it?
That's a good cushion right there.
We have to. We have to do this.
There's no way that doesn't break him, Gavin, right?
Gavin oh, is going to be the only one who sits on the egg and it crushes.
Why am I going to be the one to crush it?
I don't know. Not
egg sitter. Yeah, you tell
not
us.
Egg sitter.
Not the egg sitter.
Look at the hexagonal pattern.
Look at it. It's got your butt cheeks and your balls pressure pulling.
Look, he's trying to break with the kit. You can't even break it that way.
We should do like a running jump and see if it breaks. What does that do for your back, though?
It helps.
It puts bubbles in your ass, apparently.
I just...
It's effervescent.
Look at how durable it is.
Oh, you can air it out. It's just super comfortable.
I mean, it literally feels like I'm floating. The mall. You're at the mall.
Yeah, because it's back.
Oh, baby. Just as I'm sitting here, it's
amazing. Ooh, she's rubbing that egg.
Is she on the egg?
The egg is just on her, huh?
Fucking yeah.
All right, so
I think she's officially dating that egg now.
Yep. That was okay.
The most disturbing thing was the dude picking up the egg from someone else's ass crack and then yes. cracking it into the bowl.
Yes.
Without gloves.
So
it has.
Of all the
videos that we've done.
Yeah.
I just want to say it has the best acting in it for me by far. Like these are clearly people that are just in the mall shopping. And I assume immediately after they did that, they filled out whatever questionnaire Family Feud has. Like it's the same energy. Like those are the people that provide the data for that show too.
I do think we have to do that.
I do think so
that,
as well.
I mean, to me, the idea, like I have like so many ideas that I want.
Are you also thinking about covering Gavin in those and then throwing eggs at him as hard as you can?
I'm immediately thinking the running jump onto the egg. I'm immediately thinking ostrich egg.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
yeah, you got it. You go bigger egg, smaller egg. You got, like, how many can you stack up before, like, the egg, you put the egg underneath it.
Get on a ladder. Like, how high on the ladder can you jump off onto the, yeah.
Wait, Jeff, were you suggesting that you, like, attach eggs to each other and then slap each other with that to try to break the eggs that way? Like, what?
Whoa.
Could you break the eggs with, like, a slap?
No, I wasn't.
Just facilitate eggs to our foreheads and slam each other with
I wasn't. That's a good idea.
Suggesting that, but I am now, yeah.
I think, because if you don't want to do it to your face, I understand, you put eggs all over your back. And then see if somebody else swings it like a WWF steel chair and see if you're going to break the eggs across your back.
Or just glue onto a chair.
What if we put like a chest piece on my chest and a chest piece on Gavin's? Yeah. And then we have Eric, you throw an egg up and then we slam into each other as hard as we can.
Yeah,
with a chest bump.
Yeah, you chest bump the egg. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we do.
We do.
Okay.
Do we?
First one.
Yes, we do.
Phenomenal legwork there, Andrew.
Do we do? Yes, we do.
Does it do?
Got it. Okay, cool. Got it. Just trying to figure out.
Hot wall of do, pile of don't.
Yeah. It sounds like we're all having the same stroke.
If we all do have strokes around the same time, we should film us trying to communicate.
It's really something.
How did you time that?
This is terrible.
Okay. All right. So that's one.
Let's
see what the next one is.
Is the Atomic Bee Magic Ear.
It's equipment to keep you safe, like aircraft that can listen in on conversations from hundreds of miles
away. Oh, like Chinese spy balloons.
Do you know who Hunter Ellis is? Is he like a known guy?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Let me look him up.
It can hear a pin drop from 100 feet away.
That guy woke up.
Do you have a nagging wife?
Oh, this dude's fucking got accolades.
To be fair, why is she knitting right by the TV? It's too loud.
This is a fair point. You can just spy on people with it.
Yep.
Oh, she's listening in.
It's hard to hear in the backseat of a car.
I can't hear you back here. I can't hear you. And talk
comfortably. Can you hear me back there?
Loud and clear.
Yeah! I'm
comfortably no matter where you're sitting. Magic gives you the incredible experience of super hearing. Sportsmen and bird watchers to hear noises that are too low for the human.
Look at all those different birds!
Oh, you can track down the swan,
Jeff! They're at the mall!
He definitely could have seen that.
No one even knows you're listening.
Discover what a creep. When I'm outside by your bushes.
Right now for just
$19.99. What a steal.
That's a bargain.
What a steal.
Double the offer?
Double the offer. Just pay for it twice.
Yeah. Hang on, we're almost there. Free shipping.
This technology cost over $150 million. For Magic Ear, it's a deal. Order now.
So
1-800-378-2415.
Okay.
Can
so pervert ear? Do we do?
I think we do.
Okay.
I think we do. But allow me to blow your fucking dicks off.
Okay.
Twice.
Are we gonna learn about
Hunter
Ellis?
Are you about to tell me that Hunter Ellis created Ronald McDonald? Is that what's
going
on?
I am about to tell you.
Get him.
I am about to tell you that Hunter Ellis bisects with us twice.
What?
He connects to us twice.
Oh,
Hunter Ellis.
Yeah, me too.
The dude's name was Hunter Ellis, right?
Yes.
He performed on Survivor in 2002.
Okay.
So he was on Survivor.
Wow.
So that's the first connection.
Really?
Yeah.
He Quite was an early one.
He was on 3 episodes of Survivor. So I guess he got voted off pretty early on. And
couldn't hear anything.
he was like a fucking Navy pilot and stuff too, right? But then from 2011 until he left in 2014 to focus full time on making documentaries, he was a news anchor for KITV in Austin, Texas.
What? Oh really? My god.
That dude is local.
Oh, that's crazy.
And holy, he was on Survivor.
Shit.
We get him to come in and help us do.
That's fucking wild.
We could get him to be on that episode.
He can hey, film- is this thing fucking work or what?
He can create the first Does It Do documentary.
So, okay. So I like the magic ear, but where does your head go with, like, if we do Does It Do?
What how do you physically represent that?
Yeah, right. It's like whispering from across the room. Like, I don't know what.
You could do like a Purple Monkey dishwasher thing, but I don't know how visually funny that is.
I like the idea of secretly hearing someone give you a compliment. Like, how do you then go and talk to them and say, thanks for what you said. I was listening to you from across the room with my magic ear. Like, that's just going to ruin the relationship.
Okay, so you're not thinking of anything to do in the episode. You're just thinking of fun things to do with magic ear.
I'm just thinking how
maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point of it. Is you can
well
we can show how to navigate complicated social situations with the help of miracle ear or
magic
ear. Sorry.
I mean, we can see how far away we can get from each other.
Mm-hmm. That's true. This is a sort of problematic idea. Does it do always have to be in the studio? Could this be some like on the field testing? Could you yourself go to a mall, see what you could hear? Maybe other uses for it. Maybe.
So your idea is to spy on people at the mall?
Yeah, I said it's a kind of a problematic idea. But
I like it.
What if you went into a movie theater, could listen to the movie from the lobby? Don't even need to buy a ticket.
To
just
steal,
sit in the lobby.
You're stealing movies?
Well, I'm just going to convert audio.
And you're
maybe
like,
you don't want to pay for your ticket of you, me, and Dupree. You can just get some popcorn.
What if you want to go to one movie, but you want to hear a different movie?
It's another great call.
We could split the audio out.
Uh-huh.
So
Nick's got
someone's listening to it directly, but we're recording it so we can actually hear.
Oh yeah,
what the person who is hearing it is hearing.
You would be able to record it and hear
it. May not be a does it do, but I think there's something there.
Yeah.
I think we definitely want to do something.
I feel
with
like
it.
That was clearly made before drones existed.
Yeah.
How can we implement drones and hear from above?
Oh.
For people.
Mm.
So,
that's interesting.
But then you'd have a really long cable coming off a drone. It's like the idea of, you're there like, and the drone is hanging from the drone, and all you can hear is like,
oh, this is a product for people who have too much pride and don't want to wear a hearing aid.
Yeah.
That's all this is.
Yeah.
But it looks so much worse than a hearing aid. Just wear a hearing aid.
And it's $20. What? Like, how good can it be?
Crazy. Well, okay, so maybe
we're going to need to buy five or six of them.
So maybe it doesn't do, but maybe we come back. If we have to think of a season and we go, that's the thing, then we come back.
Here's what we need to do. We need to create a show called Mall Games, right? And then
we have to get away from the mall. Why do we keep going to the mall?
It's a playground.
We're
it's
not
an indoor
jobs at the mall.
Climate-controlled playground. We don't have to get jobs, although I still think we should, and I still think it's an idea worth exploring. But I think that there are sports and games we can come up with to perform in malls, and this could lead into that at some point.
Okay.
Just an idea.
Okay. All right.
So what's the official ruling?
No.
I would say no on this one.
Yeah.
Gavin? Okay.
I would agree.
But okay. I think we should get some and explore what we can do with it.
So we're not doing it for the show. You just want magic.
No, I think it's not for Does It Do, but it might be for some other face application.
Okay. Okay. Andrew, what's next?
Moving on to the next one. This is, I think, less of the product itself is not.
What?
Once again, the ad brings me joy.
Uh-huh.
This is almost like a mechanism for if we want to do an updated Dodge the Bov, potentially. Like, there's a lot of idea around framing.
Okay.
But the ad, here we go. Piggy Pop Baking Mold.
Got it.
Pop, pop, pop. Pop. Piggy Pop.
Look at that mustard. She's wearing a mustard shirt.
It's easy.
Oink, oink.
It's easy. Fill with your favorite friends.
In just minutes, 12 homemade pigs in a blanket. 12 in minutes. Look amazing.
Look at how good they look. Durable nonstick silicone
each one to perfection. Why their heads are like snapped upwards?
Look fucked up.
It just looks so unappetizing.
It's like a bunch of pig ears.
Oh, you drench them in mustard.
No, don't do that.
Who wants this? You just pour and fill.
Has anyone ever plucked the sausage clean out of the pastry?
No.
From the pan? I've never seen that.
You pancake pigs.
Add grilled hot dogs and serve barbecue pigs in the blanket
for the big game.
I love the big game.
I love the big game.
Pizza pigs.
Pop, pop, pop.
Dessert pigs!
Oh, wow.
Oh, they're okay. Really going for it.
All right.
So, do whatever you want with these.
Cake pigs.
I'm immediately thinking we run the...
Anniversary pigs.
We run the party. Weddings.
Boating pigs!
We've got to do the pig gauntlet.
Yeah.
Free and dishwasher safe. Call now and get. We should make the perfect, like, five-course pig meal.
Oh, and then we do pig ice cubes as well for the drinks. Just add your favorite batter,
then dispense the perfect amount without the perfect pig. Every time, yours free. Here's a squeal of a stop showing me the mustard. Squeal.
They're really into mustard.
Stop.
They love mustard.
Stop.
It's too much mustard. And so is this
offer. So you got 20 bucks is as much as a magic ear.
We could do 100% cocoa chocolate pig.
Yep.
We could do the different percentages of different pigs.
Oh, we could do that's good.
We could do a Bov pig.
I like that there's twelve in the tray, right? So you potentially make the full meal in one tray.
Oh,
like,
yeah, I think you'd have to.
All 12 flavors.
Like the perfect tray.
So do you feel like that's an episode? You know what I mean? Like, I like the idea of so many pigs, and saying the word pig so many times is fun
to me. Yeah, popping pigs.
Yeah, here's the pigging out.
I'll answer your question with a question.
Great.
Was the frozen popsicle episode an episode? I feel like there's more to do with the pig than there was to do with that.
Okay. I can see
now,
that.
Now, I will say that the popsicle thing was a thin premise.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know that this is much thicker, but there is more to it.
Mm-hmm. My thing with this is that it's going to take a while. We're going to have to do a lot of pre-prep.
That'll be the night before situation.
Yeah, which is like...
There's no oven here,
which
right?
Which is like less fun.
We'll have to buy an oven.
Which to me is less fun than doing it on the day.
Maybe that's a product for Commercials Kitchen, our spinoff show.
Is that a spinoff show?
Yeah. Commercials Kitchen. I've told you about it. Oh. Where we do, does it do, but just with kitchen stuff.
Oh.
And it's like, and you call it Commercials Kitchen instead of Commercial Kitchen. It's very clever.
Oh.
And then we just do stuff from commercials in a kitchen.
Oh,
because there's way more kitchen shit than non-kitchen shit.
I didn't realize that Does It Do not only has a prequel, but also has a sideshow.
Yeah,
it's had the spinoff since the pitch deck when I pitched it to everybody.
I don't remember that.
Commercials Kitchen was in the pitch deck. Since day one, I came up with the ideas in tandem.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because we're going to run out of Does It Do products faster than Commercial Kitchen products.
I love the idea of having something inside the pig, the pig and like it thing. So I'm thinking like... There's so many options for like basically making the little skeletons of the pigs with everything else around it, with the flesh.
I'm thinking about like a pig roulette where we make who knows what's inside the pig, and then you got to spin a wheel and eat the pig. And like you can, but then like I don't know what you're trying to accomplish other than I'm making you eat a weird pig.
That's true. It is interesting. I wonder if we could find like hard candy skeleton bones, and then we could like literally put a skeleton, a candy skeleton inside, and then that's morbid.
Okay, so do we want to?
That would be the Halloween special of Commercials Kitchen.
God, so don't do this for does it? So no, it don't. But Commercials Kitchen.
Well, I mean, we still need to talk about when Commercials Kitchen is going to come out and if it does.
Yeah, some of us have only just heard about it.
It was in the pitch deck once again.
I didn't see a deck. She sent me a deck?
You were sent a deck over a year ago when I created the show. I promise you, on Slack or in... don't even start with me. Commercials Kitchen has been pitched as long as Does It Do has been pitched. I can't be bothered.
I think Jeff is starting to think about getting mad.
I like it. I think we should do something with it.
Okay. I think there's something to it.
Whether it's Does It Do or Commercials Kitchen, I don't care.
It's absurd that we should do something with it.
I agree that it seems like a very thin premise, but given the success of that popsicle thing, I think we could get away with just about anything.
Okay.
So we're 3 for 3 so far.
Yeah, I think you found some good stuff so far, bud.
Okay. So here we go. This is 4.
Okay.
I feel like this would actually be a good Does It Do, but the ad itself isn't necessarily super fun.
Before you hit play, how many of these are there? Do you have?
I have 10 loaded up. I have 3 I cutted right before we did this.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay.
Cut it?
Here we go.
Don't worry about it.
What?
No, nothing. You're
gonna say. What'd I say? Edited?
cut. You said cutted.
I said cutted?
Yeah, dude. You said it pretty clearly.
I said cutted?
He said, I have three that I cutted oh, right before man. We started.
I said adapt when I meant to say adopt earlier, and it's still haunting me. Now I need to think about cutted when I, in my head, I said edited.
Your mind is disintegrating.
Yep. It's, listen, I'm still on the rocks from the soda chug 4 hours ago or whatever that was. But here we go. Next product. Industry-leading electric shaker button. It does like a little tornado.
It's like that the bullshit. Cool
See how it makes a little tornado in it? It mixes your drink for you.
Oh, yeah.
They're thinking protein powder. I'm thinking shatter resistant.
LED lights.
Bunch of other things.
I like
Look at
this.
How cool this mug this. Cup thing is.
I actually have like six of these.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's like filmed vortexes inside them.
They work pretty good?
Yeah.
This to me Look has, at that. There's so many possibilities here.
Yes.
Like.
I want to mix cement.
That's great.
That's a great idea.
To me, it's soup. And then, like, I want to see
cement.
It. I want to see it mix soup. I want to see, like, I want to see you, like, layer stuff in it and see if it'll, like, totally mix it up.
Oh, like what about, like, cereal?
Like oil and like water.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that stuff. Oh, cereal and milk and seeing if it will make it
all
together.
Does it good blend for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else needs to be really well coated?
Paint?
You know what you could do? You could mix a salad up in there pretty well.
Oh, that's I a hadn't great thought idea. About that. Doing like a salad dressing all on it.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah. Like, because drizzling only does so much work. Mm-hmm. But if you have everything in there and then you go into the bowl, perfect.
Mm. Yeah, there's a lot you can
do. So,
there.
Like, I really like the cement is a totally different. I hadn't thought about mixing items.
Industrial cement.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Like, if you do like a quickcrete in that or like a shotcrete, like something fast. It would absolutely, it would make it so quickly, and then you could pour it into your pig bowls and make little cement.
Someone's front wall is full of these little cement.
We can build a piggy wall. Yeah. That's great. I love it.
I'm immediately thinking like that two-part epoxy. Like
yes!
How long
oh, that's,
before
that's exactly what I thought too. Yeah. Oh, I want to see... James Bond always says shaken, not stirred, and I really want to see...
Oh, martini?
Yeah, I want to see if this makes a great martini. Yeah.
Does it work with the lid off?
They showed it with the lid
off,
didn't
they? Yeah, it works with the lid
off. So we could put, like, four of them in a bathtub and create a whirlpool?
I don't think that's what would happen, but yes, we could.
We could try.
Absolutely. As long as we use plastic and not glass, 100%,
Now
man.
I'm thinking we do a vodka martini in that.
Yeah.
And then we also buy one of those paint tin shakers and make a vodka martini in that. See what's better, shaken.
It's pretty good.
Extremely shaken or extremely shaken.
We could also mix paint.
You can mix paint.
Yeah.
We can mix paint.
You start mixing
color.
Yeah, like, you want to make the best green, you put blue and yellow together and then let the
you know,
Voltrix.
Or green and purple.
We can make Gerpel. We can make a Gerpel.
You can make a Gerpel.
Purple. That's great. Yeah, we're gonna need. All right, we need 12 of these.
Do we?
Yes, do we do? We
yes.
do. We do. 100%.
And I wonder if we could. No, that's budget. I'm just saying, like, we get Marcus to make a massive one.
I bet we can make a big one of these. Yeah. Could we? Isn't that just a blender?
No, because it won't chop. It just mixes.
Okay. Okay, so we will do.
Yeah, we do.
It's exciting. The next one, I'm gonna just. Pitch after I submit it. I don't think it's a great one necessarily, but I have an idea for it that makes me happy. Topic commercial.
But truth is, my hair's thinning.
His hair is thinning. Topic,
that guy looks like Baker Mayfield.
He does.
He does look like Baker Mayfield.
I haven't had one of those, and I can't even tell you how
his career's
real unretouched photos.
The number one instant solution for
topic.
Fine or thin hair for
are you going bald?
And women.
Throw this powder on your
is
head.
This the stuff? Yeah.
Oh, it just dyes your head?
No. It has like little fibers that
do. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They used to spray this on Artie Lang on the Howard Stern Show all the time to cover his bald spot.
That's what this
Did
is.
They?
Yeah.
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 So it's just flecks of hair?
It's not hair. It's like fiber stuff that just, like, essentially just fills stuff in.
Yeah.
Where does
it's like
it
a
go?
Fill-in.
Like, where does it end up in the drain? Like, does it just wash out of your head?
Yeah, it just washes out like paint or something.
Oh my God!
Instant results, risk free. Try Topic now.
I mean, I would.
I want to put that on a completely bald person.
Yes, like I was thinking, like
let's get Jeff Yetter.
That's such a good idea.
Let's
Jeff
Yetter
would absolutely
100% do that.
Yeah,
and I would do it too. Let's see, like see how much hair we can give.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like,
what, on your face?
I want to do, I want to see what I look like with a beard.
Yeah.
I have a mustache. I want to see what I look like. I've never had a beard. I can't grow a beard.
Why?
It doesn't grow. Why? Why can't you grow a beard?
His dad won't let him.
It's like my dad said, if you fucking grow a beard, it doesn't grow.
Oh.
It doesn't, I can't, there's nothing here.
That's crazy. Yeah. I'd love that.
We'll fill in.
I would love to have facial hair at all.
You'd so love like, to be able to not grow a beard, but you have a
you
beard.
You have one all
only
the
because
time.
It keeps growing. And it's
so you don't have it because you want it. You have it because you gave up.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay.
The real reason I have it is that my trimmer has a UK plug on it that I lost, and I can't charge the damn thing.
Now, do you think if we apply Topic to your already full beard, it will look just
fuller?
So fucking big.
Yeah, it'll be
you could join the Austin Beard Club or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So I really like that. I really like the idea of putting on a totally bald person, giving me a beard. Like, what are the other things that are a little out of the realm of just putting it on?
You know,
people?
Confetti cannons.
Yeah.
Can you blast a beard onto someone? Can you
blast
fire
hair?
Fire hair onto someone's head?
Yeah. It's a good question.
That's great.
How would you do that?
Oh, maybe chest hair. You just fire it into
never had chest hair.
Yeah, we'll blast it on with a confetti cannon.
Well, what if you like put it in a leaf blower and then turned it on? Like just fill the leaf blower. You know, like
can you
acne,
give a
like
can
shotgun
you,
well, like
can
the
you give somebody's front yard hair?
You could put it in a hair dryer. And then turn the hair dryer on, and it would go.
It would go.
I bet this stuff's flammable.
This is great. We should definitely see if we can set it on fire.
Okay, so what else?
So we need like half a ton of this stuff.
You put it with like, is that making fuller plants? Do you put it on like, what else can you, there's got to be.
I mean, what we just already covered is more than 12 minutes.
Okay. All right.
But we'll come up with more stuff on the day. We'll come up with more stuff. I think there's a lot we can do with it.
I really like it. So.
Same.
So, do we?
Yes.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's I like the way you presented it, Andrew.
Also, life lesson for people that are listening. We were talking about why we have beards and when we don't. Gavin has his because he's lazy. If you're considering not having a beard when you have a beard, don't start dating a woman who only knows you with the beard.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you're stuck with that beard for the rest of your life. That's why I have a beard. Because I went on a date with Emily, our first date, I had a beard. Mm-hmm. And so now I have to have a beard for the rest of my life.
So you're saying, life hack, shave before the first date.
If you don't want to be tied to a beard for the rest of your life, yeah.
Okay. Has she seen you in person without a beard?
Yeah, I've shaved it before a few times. And she's like,
Awesome.
I think Jack's in the same situation. Like, he can never shave.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Okay. So we will do. I like it on the list. Okay. What do you got next?
I'm so excited about this one. This one may have solved Jeff's problem, and I think there's all sorts of variations we could attempt to try with it. This is the sock slider.
Okay.
You struggle. You struggle.
So far away. Well, she's not sat on an exit for a start.
Oh, man.
He's fucked. There's no way he's getting to that sock.
Not
what
anymore. Sock slider.
Put on your socks every day. You have to bend down. Day. Okay. Lower the cradle to the floor
and slide your foot in. Slide your foot in. Sock slider puts the
socks on for you. So this is, there's so much we can do with this.
Yes.
I don't like these foot-based episodes that we keep coming up with.
They get you two turned on.
The flexion by Gavin. Gavin tests too much.
Gavin's libido can't take it.
Multiple surgeries.
Multiple. Gavin's texting Meg right now. He's like, I'm going to be home in an hour. Have your shoes off when I walk in the door.
Get the sock slider. Oh, good. You can travel with your sock slider.
Easy to
travel.
It's
only four pieces.
You get a little stick for it for helping put your shoes on.
A little shoehorn.
If you're wearing those shoes, you don't got to wear a big sock with it. What are you doing?
I'm immediately thinking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah, but it's going to be so much foot shit.
No, it doesn't have to be foot.
We could try to. What if you take all your bread out of a bread bag? How are you going to get it back in?
Mm-hmm.
Or load up a balaclava on it.
Yep.
Dive head first.
There you go. Does it work for condoms?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah.
The idea of making food with it is very funny. Like
sausage it.
Filling like
a burrito?
A burrito, like a pita pocket.
Pita pocket.
Doing like. a sausage where you're trying to cram chorizo or whatever.
Yeah. And then you just shoehorn it into your own face at the end. Mm-hmm.
I do think there's something there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Cake icing, trying to get it into the cake icing thing.
With socks, can you do a double-footed jump and just land in
there
a pair
you
of
go.
Socks?
Yeah.
We can do cool tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like 360 socks?
360 socks, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I saw the wheel spinning, but they weren't going anywhere on you. I was trying to help you out.
Okay. So do we?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think so.
I think that's a great one.
I do too. Yeah.
I think it has so many weird applications. And Gavin's gonna have a fucking great time.
Anything we can find that's not food related, we need.
And I think, I mean, with feet and everything, he's like so fucking.
Plus,
on
it's
board.
Like right up his alley.
Yeah. Really. No kidding. Okay. Yeah. All right, Andrew. What's
next one?
He's not even saying anything.
My favorite commercial. Okay. I think of all of these, but I don't know how it would be necessarily used, but I just it's so good.
Is this love a toilet? This
Boom Tunes.
Okay. Want to hear music
out of anything? Boom.
Boom Tunes. What the fuck?
Oh, it turns everything
into a
speaker.
Oh,
absolutely.
Oh. And makes
anything a speaker. Bam. That box is now a speaker. Boom. That car, now a speaker. A kitchen
table. Have Boom! You ever wanted to hear your music sound like the fucking worst shit you ever heard?
Then put it on your shoe. Boom vibration pod
that sticks any place and transfers. Oh, you can have such a cool drink.
Oh,
everybody
can
gather
we can
around my
the
drink.
Jurassic Park
we should
scene.
Play the Jurassic Park stomps through it. Any player,
phone, or computer. This wouldn't hook up to any of our phones.
No. Into a speaker that
rocks. There's a phone right there.
Yeah, but this is louder, Gavin.
Okay. With headphones,
you can't shit. So annoying.
Yeah! Listen to the mailbox.
If only we could make our mailbox a speaker.
Turn down your dresser. Oh, you can make toast while you're Oh, that's so cool.
Boom!
Andrew loves this commercial.
Dude. With Boom
Tunes and take the music anywhere. I think a toilet seat would do well.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it works underwater.
I wonder if it works on a person.
Can we put it on something really quiet, like a librarian?
That is the funniest thing you've ever said.
They are really showing you what you can attach this to.
I wonder if we could turn my butthole into a speaker.
We should...
Like right on the anus.
Yeah, we should attach it to a speaker.
Yeah,
see if we don't need power.
Good. See if it sounds good that way. I think there's stuff there. I do think it's the same trick over and over.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but I think it's visually so funny to stick something to something and have sound come out of it.
Plus, if we. Could we daisy chain it where we have like 8 of them or 10 of them on the same
thing? Wow.
What if you just get also, 2 and listen to them?
Do you think if you put it on your forehead and then open your mouth?
Oh.
Like, do you think you'd be like the ultimate speaker? Yeah. Or
I'm just going to play clips of Jeff speaking that I'll play through my own mouth.
Yes, yeah. Oh, you can fool your friends. That's how you give a speech. Yeah. You give a speech in a public speaking class.
That's how we get people to listen to F-Face. Yeah, I'll play it through my mouth and walk through the mall.
That guy's talking, and that's fucking crazy.
You see this? This guy's thinking mall.
Oh,
I love
it. Oh, my God. It is the same trick over and over. I do think it's fucking funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
That's and it also could potentially be joined with the magic ear.
Like I thought the same. I thought the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think? Yeah.
I do. I think it's worth a shot.
I think it's good just for the Jurassic Park shot.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think so too.
Okay. So do we do?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
We
let's
do the do.
Different thing. All right.
Different.
All right, Andrew. What's next?
Okay, next one is called the Auto Hammer.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, man, isn't...
Oh, that guy's
asking tough.
For trouble.
Oh, man. Ow!
Oh,
bam!
My God.
Bam!
What did it do?
It just dispensed the nail?
So it dispenses
a nail?
Oh, my God!
And you go, bah! And then you go, bam!
Do you think it comes out that perfectly every time?
Yes. No.
Look how it rattles around.
Yes.
You have to hold it at a specific angle.
Oh, you can't get it in there because you fucking suck. Oh, that's perfect. He doesn't.
Well, he just changed the angle that he was hammering.
Well, he also did hit it.
when you can hammer.
Ah!
Oh, we could definitely race these. Like, who can look at that technology?
Someone's gonna do a nail
Someone's
race.
Someone's gonna fucking break a hand.
We gotta see who can hammer in 20 nails the fastest.
Oh yeah.
You could put other stuff in it potentially.
Oh, I thought they were gonna hammer that guy.
All right, we'll tie up a guy. My jobs go smoother,
safer, and a heck of a lot faster. I wonder if Jeremy Dooley knows that guy. He's from Boston.
Yep.
What are you hammering? Oh, okay.
Look at how strong it is.
That would have been way cooler if it deposited a nail in that tire.
And yeah, and then he hammered that tire.
Oh.
Here's a nail gun. You can have the auto hammer. Everything's $20, baby.
Do you get two? Do you get an extra one free?
There you go. We get something else.
For an extra fee?
We get a clip on level.
Clip on level.
Now I can know if everything's level. But there's more. Oh my god.
They're not done.
There's more.
I'll come to the 100 nails.
Why would I get why would I need 100 what? Okay, whatever. Okay, so what to do?
They will not buy it back because they're out of business.
Oh, cool.
I could only find this on eBay.
Awesome. So what do you do with the auto hammer though?
Blindfolded double hammering?
That Oh, I don't like that.
What could we do with it? I wish it would shoot the nail out.
Yeah, that's a nail gun.
But that's a nail gun does that.
Yeah, that's a real thing that exists, and you can just get one.
Yeah.
It.
I wonder if, okay, let's say you're doing like a nice dinner, right? Like you're having a dinner party, uh-huh. and you make a bunch of appetizers, and you need to put toothpicks in each one to make sure everyone's ready. Name a more efficient way.
Hands.
You load it with toothpicks, you go, bup, bup, bup,
you mean
bup,
you
bup.
Load it with magnetic toothpicks?
Yeah.
What if?
Metal toothpicks.
Does it have to be magnetic?
That's well, what it seems that's like. How it, that's how to? It works. That's how it holds the nail. It's a magnet. Yeah.
It doesn't...
Because it'd be great if you could run other stuff through it. Like, imagine if you could run, like, pretzel sticks through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, or cheese strings.
Or cheese strings or something, yeah. And you could be like, you want some pretzels? And you just go like... Yeah, like Pez, kind of.
I mean, you could, but then you're holding a hammer right to someone's face, and also it would just come out, right?
Yeah, I guess it would just deposit, right? Like a Pez dispenser almost? Like it would just shoot out. It would just flop. That's true.
I'm drawing a blank on stuff to do with this.
I'm having a hard time thinking of what auto hammer... Because you have... There's so much activity afterward, and it's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's hammer... I just don't trust you guys with hammers.
Well, also,
the thing.
All it really does... It doesn't do any hammering for you.
No.
It just places a nail.
Yes. It should be called the auto nail.
Yeah. And the really dumb thing is, the hammer's already designed to do that on the back end.
Yep.
So it's like
that's true.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, it doesn't put it there for you though.
No, you have to do it yourself. You have to do that one thing yourself.
I don't know that we can make the auto hammer work. I think we can think about it, but if you're asking
maybe
I think our challenge would be to make it automatic.
Why would we do that?
That got Jeff thinking right away.
Yeah, I'm too dumb.
Yeah, no. I just, to be honest, I just like the idea of it more than I think it will have a use. The fact that the auto hammer existed at one point brings me joy.
I'm gonna say no,
and I'm sure it was a piece of shit.
Yeah, I think we have to say.
I'm gonna say no.
Yeah,
we have to say no on something.
Yep.
Otherwise, it looks like we don't have standards.
True.
I'm excited about this one because this might, Jeff, cover your fruit gloves thing.
Oh,
that we talked
okay.
about before. This is a product that I think could have so many uses. Let me introduce you to the tater mitts.
Peeling potatoes can take forever.
Okay.
Oh, it's so tough. Knife,
that's careful. Dangerous.
Oh.
There's a potato peeler you can use.
Tater mitts.
Whoa.
Are you fucking serious?
Dude, that's like fruit gloves.
Are you fucking serious?
Fruit gloves.
That is phenomenal. Peeled potato. It's the
hassle-free way to peel potatoes. Can we, like, de-wallpaper a wall? Remove the paint? Not all, because tater mitts
works well on other vegetables. Wow.
Dude, she just fucked that.
Looks so bad.
Oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
What a waste.
Lethal back rubs?
You could exfoliate the shit out of somebody's face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, could you like rub a hole in a can and drink out of it?
It's basically sandpaper gloves.
Yeah.
Could you shred like pulled pork with this?
Yeah. Shred lettuce. Pulled pork.
Oh, shred lettuce. You make like a whole
cheese meal.
Yeah. Oh, shred cheese.
Do you think the extra grip would help you throw a baseball faster?
Oh, that's a good question.
Could I? Yeah, maybe.
Could you take a layer off an egg?
But wait,
It could be like those assholes on TikTok that are like,
this innovative
slicer makes perfect. Wait, are we on something different?
It comes with it.
Oh, okay. Cutting with a
knife. I hate cutting with a knife.
Yeah, it's the worst.
It's the worst.
There's a better way.
Oh, it's this thing. Steel blades cut
easily for uniform fries. It's like a big garlic master.
Yes, it is. Yours
free. Well, let's hope it works at all better than the Garlic Master, because that thing's a piece of shit.
I think I'm all in.
All in
on Tater Mitts.
All in.
Yeah.
There's just so many things.
Tater Mitts would be great. There's no end of what we could do with.
I really like. I didn't think about scratching wallpaper off a wall.
Do you think you could remove the rind off a watermelon?
That would be awesome.
Like rub to red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rub to red.
That's pretty good.
What about like scratch tickets?
Oh!
Like, meet someone who has like a scratch
you're
ticket
a
glove.
That's
you're,
like an all-time shot the entire ticket.
Andrew, you're gonna be rich.
You just revolutionized gambling. Oh my God.
Wow. I mean, so like, yeah, I think this is a
yes.
We do. That's a fucking dude. Tater Mitts are fucking good. Wow.
I bet we could restore a rusty old watering can or something.
We could do like those. You could be like those TikToks where they take an old tool that's 150 years old and take it apart and sandblast it. Yeah.
Restoration.
Do you think that if you got a new pair of jeans, you could vintage them up a little bit? You know what I mean?
You could like acid wash your own jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Okay. Okay, I think we're all in on Tater Mitts.
Yeah, we got ideas out the anus on that
one. Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, Andrew, great.
This is it. This is the last one that I'm presenting. And this one, I feel like, could almost be a Hall of Fame entry for a previous product.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Maximum Traction. This is Maximum Traction.
Oh no!
If only there was more traction.
It's like a conversation we were having earlier, Andrew.
They're at the fucking mall.
That was an actual event. How did I miss it? Continue to have pain.
Hi, Phil Swift here. Oh, it's the flex tape
guy.
Phil Swift. Powerful non-skid coating that's got
the grip to stop the slip. Please be invisible. Ooh. Please be invisible.
It's like the opposite of WD-40. Oh,
this. I have so many ideas.
Ooh, ice.
You can't slip
that?
On it.
That lady looked evil, right? Like an evil old lady.
Watch out. I have.
Oh my God! She just killed that baby. Wet pool areas.
You're not going to slip and fall in wet areas like your bathroom or your kitchen. You will. It's like putting the brakes on in the car. You'd never slip on this.
It will save people from getting hurt. I can tell you that. I wonder if you could stop a car faster if you sprayed the wheels. Maximum
traction won't harm delicate. Can we put it on the bottom of a curling iron? Your workplace safe. So not like a hair one, like a...
Oh, right.
Sporting equipment. Maximum Wait, what? Is also why was it on...
I guess you get better
views,
maybe.
It glows in the freaking dark.
That's the radioactivity.
Why don't they use this on runways?
Oh. I bet you could make planes stop sooner.
They stop on an aircraft.
Cover the runway?
We should get a contract with an aircraft carrier. They'd love it.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Amazing product. What? There's more? Oh, you get a second can.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing I want to do. I want to get linoleum. I want to slick it up.
Okay.
I want to put a little bit of oil on it.
Okay.
I want Gavin to slide on it with his socks.
Yeah.
Until I hit the...
But you don't know where those spots are. Until after you slide on it, we turn off the lights, and you'll be able to see exactly where we put maximum traction.
It's like in GTA races where they have the boost and then the slowdown thing.
What I really want to see is you guys did the sliding shoe thing.
Yes.
The first run. What happens when you put that on maximum traction?
Yeah. Exactly.
What wins?
Yeah, what wins, that or WD-40?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great... Because we're having like a battle of two products. Which one's stronger?
Absolutely.
I love that. It's going to be its own special episode.
Can we take it to a water park and just jam up one of the slides with kids?
Just
we could just fuck up a slide at a playground. No slip and no, no slide. No slip and slide. No slip and slide.
That'd be so bad if you just put it in the middle of a slip and slide. Yep. So you have all the momentum.
You'd have to call it a walk and wet.
I think we should put someone Andrew's back in the bath and see if he just gets stuck forever.
Oh, you keep you up.
Well, yeah, yeah. He won't slide anymore.
Yeah. I'm already good. I'm already corked up. We went over this.
Just think of like what you could do with an RC car. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
you put it on the tires. Do you like? Can it go up some? There, some kind of traction to it. I really like this one though.
Yeah, this is.
I also like that it glows in the dark, because I do think that we'll show that to Shane. That like, hey, here's this thing we want to do, and then we turn off the lights. We go, by the way, it glows in the dark, and he's gonna go, awesome.
Do you think
he's gonna be into it?
Now, do you guys think that it glows in the dark was an intentional feature for the beginning?
No.
Or do you think it glowed in the dark and they went, we didn't sell that, right?
Yeah.
Probably safe.
I think we can come up with a lot for maximum traction.
I agree.
I'm thinking about some kind of slippery clothes you just can't keep a hold on. And then you just spray a whole shirt with it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
did you say you want to put it on ice?
Yeah.
Like a patch of ice, like you were ice skating?
Oh, can we? Yeah. You could de-slip ice.
Mm. What's the slipperiest fruit?
Oh.
Trying to hang on to something.
Peeled mango?
I would think oh my God, I was going to say a peeled mango. Oh my God, that is 100% right. The slipperiest fruit.
All right. We have to see. We're going to give a mango a rind with maximum traction.
Rind your peeled mangoes. When you've peeled off more than you can chew.
Yep.
We'll peel them with the potato thing. Though,
yeah.
We do.
Okay.
We do.
I think this is fucking great.
We do.
Andrew,
this is phenomenal.
Great. Andrew, this is, we might have just set us up for the whole season that doesn't do.
You just greenlit a whole season.
Yeah, you literally just gave us a season that doesn't do. We throw that tack shaver back in and we're set. Andrew, you brilliant bastard.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so glad that this went as well as it did, and I just enjoyed so much watching this with you guys. This is great, and I think it'll be so much fun for people to see this maybe post-season.
This
is where they first saw the products, and then we'll actually also know what these came up.
Yep.
Like, what happened,
like what happened to them,
Because I think of all of Rooster Teeth's
like
shows,
a different context.
Does It Do needs, like, a non-linear timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like art.
Mm-hmm. It also needs a prequel and a sideshow.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's awesome.
Andrew, thank you so much. This was great.
Of course. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for giving all the amazing ideas that you do and just making the show. Like Jeff pitching does it. It's so funny. I love the series so much. I'm glad that we could make this for it.
I just wish I saw that deck.
Jeff grabbed his phone and started looking for it immediately.
I think I saw the deck, so I don't know how you didn't see it.
So Andrew's seen the deck.
If you can find an email that I'm on with a does it do deck attached to it, that'll be blown away.
Well, okay. Thanks, Andrew. And thanks. I hope you guys liked season 3 of season 2 of Does It Do.
Didn't we just do? so the second filming session was still season 1.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Bye.
Does it?